Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone. Ever held a handwoven piece and felt it deeply? The threads and the patterns are embedded with the warmth of an artisan's love. Hidden beneath the intricate mesh of threads are innumerable tales of the yore. The textile tradition of India is known for its rich and assorted variety. This folktale from Arunachal Pradesh's Mishmi tribe speaks about the origin of weaving. How the art of weaving was shared from the first weaver to the other tribes, and weaving becoming a work of God within the tribes. On that note, it's story time. One day, the god Mathai decided to teach the art of weaving to one person. The god taught a girl called Hamrumai, who lived in the high hills. Deep in the wilderness, Hamrumai sat by the river, learning motifs and designs from Mother Nature. The waves and ripples in water, the swaying branches of trees and plants, and the flowers became her inspiration and guides. She spent days in the forest looking up at trees and the designs made by their branches. She saw patches of the sky between branches and wove in all those designs on cloth. She saw nature's patterns very clearly, be it in trees, water, flowers, or leaves. She wove nature so deeply and beautifully into a cloth as if they were a work of Mathai, the god. When she wore the cloth she wove, it was as if she was clothed in nature. One day, Hiram, a porcupine, was love-struck by her beautiful creations and was tempted to steal her loom. He barged into the cave where Hamrumai lived to steal the loom. Due to the narrow opening of the cave, Hiram couldn't enter the cave. While Hiram forced himself into the cave, it crumbled and Hamrumai was crushed under the giant rocks. It also broke the loom on which she used to weave cloth. Parts of the loom fell into the river. They were carried by the water in its journey from the hills to the plains. Wherever people found a part of the loom, they learned to weave. They say the beautiful designs on the loom turned into butterflies and became a part of their wings. To this day, the patterns on butterflies' wings carry the design the girl made. And people remember Hamrumai to this day as a girl who taught the world to weave. The end. Handloom has always enjoyed a pride of place in India. Every region in India boasts of a particular style of weaving on a variety of handmade looms and a subsequent dressing of textile. Incidentally, handloom has become a much misused word. Today, almost everything gets tagged as a handloom product so as to increase its craft quotient. In reality, only fabric that is handwoven has the right to be labeled a handloom product. History tells us of India's flourishing cotton industry. It's a known fact that its reasons for decay lay in the colonization and East India Company's centralization policy of cotton growers and weavers. Apart from forcing mechanization on them, they demanded farmers grow a particular type of cotton for yarn which was suitable for their spinning jennies. This cotton was alien to Indian growing conditions and wiped out thriving indigenous varieties. The cotton processing techniques introduced by the company killed Indian cotton's inherent lustre and suppleness. Unfortunately, years after independence, this policy of cotton centralization and the growing of non-indigenous variety of cotton is still being followed. It has contributed much towards destroying rural India's original cotton culture. And talking about weaving, fast fashion being problematic is no secret. So consider buying less and buying sustainable. On that note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woketales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations, or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media. Because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.